Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of New York City. Jordan's King Abdullah says a failure in the Middle East peace talks could lead to war in the region. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Jordan's King Abdullah told talk show host Jon Stewart on a recent appearance on The Daily Show that if Middle East peace talks fail, there could be a war in the Middle East and the United States will be involved in this war, which could spread throughout the entire region. Abdullah said that the lack of ability to move the Israeli-Palestinian peace talks forward, as well as the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, are factors in the success or failure of bringing peace to the region. The Jordanian king said that his country has a vested interest in the success of the peace talks, reminding Stewart that the future security for the Israelis and the Palestinians is security for Jordan as well. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
Jordanian King Abdullah's warning of a Middle East war if the Israeli-Palestinian peace talks fail is, in essence, a page out of Bible prophecy for the last days. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Jordan's King Abdullah on the Jon Stewart talk show, The Daily Show, was almost prophetic as he warned of a war in the Middle East if the Israeli-Palestinian peace talks fail. The king said that Jordan was between Iraq and a hard place, with a hint of humor. However, the king is speaking truth about a region of the world that he knows very well. Jordan's population is made up of Palestinians who have moved into Jordan over the last 60 years and number almost 3.5 million, 70% of Jordan's total population. King Abdullah is eagerly watching as the peace talks move ahead with many bumps on the road to success. The king may not realize that his warning of a Middle East war happening in the next year is a page right out of Bible prophecy. The ancient Jewish prophets did not name the exact time, but they did pre-write history pertaining to the Middle East war in the future. That's Ezekiel 38 and Daniel 11. Ezekiel, Jeremiah, Malachi, and Obadiah were more specific in their prophecies as it relates to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Malachi 1 reveals that the Edomites, modern-day Palestinians, that the Edomites will return to power and build borders that the Lord calls borders of wickedness. Ezekiel 35 predicts the Palestinians will kill Jews and take their land. Both Obadiah and Jeremiah say that when the Messiah comes back to the earth, the Edomites, today's Palestinians, will be destroyed. King Abdullah's warning of a Middle East war is correct. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...